Title: Bass and Stab Conversation for Old School D&B Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that proper old school jungle drum and bass feeling where it doesn't sound like bass plus chords, it sounds like two characters in a conversation. Think of it like this. The bass line is the sentence, and the stabs are the reply. Your job is to make them talk without interrupting each other, and to make it bounce at 170 without turning into a cluttered mess. Open Ableton Live, and let's set this up in a way that gets you writing fast and making decisions like a producer, not just stacking layers. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to sit you at 170 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for that rolling 94 to 99 energy. Create a few tracks. One MIDI track called Bass, one MIDI track called Stab, a drum track, audio or a MIDI, and honestly, even a simple break loop is perfect. And if you want, an Atmos or FX track, but keep that optional for now. Before you touch bass or stabs, drop in a basic drum groove. This is super important, because you want to write musically into the drums, not write a bass line in silence and then try to force the break to agree with it. Now, let's build a bass that can actually speak. On the bass MIDI track, load operator. We're going for quick, authentic, controllable. Oscillator A is a sine wave, full level. That's your sub core. Then we add a little bit of mid so the bass is audible on smaller speakers and has that old school presence. Turn on oscillator B. Choose a square or saw. Keep it quiet, like -18 to -12 dB. Same coarse pitch. And if you want a bit of life, detune it slightly, just a few cents. Nothing chorusy. We're not making a trance bass. We're giving the sub a voice. Turn on the filter, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 180 Hz to start. You'll move it by ear, but think 120 to 250 as your normal zone. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to shape the tone. Then the amp envelope. This is where the bass becomes language instead of wallpaper. Keep attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. And for a plucky spoken bass, sustain low or even all the way down. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes don't click off too harshly. Now add your processing. First, saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. That's going to help the bass translate and feel confident. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clear the useless rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350. And if the bass feels too jumpy dynamically, add a compressor, light settings, maybe 2 to 1 ratio, 10 to 30 ms attack, 80 to 150 ms release, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now I want you to do a workflow that will save you headaches later. Split the bass into sub and mid. Duplicate the bass track. Name one sub and one mid. On sub, keep basically just the sign, no extra harmonics. Put an EQ8 and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Then utility, width to 0%. Mono sub, always. No debate. On mid, bring up the harmonic oscillator, maybe a touch more saturation, and then high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so it never fights the sub. This is where you can add subtle movement later with auto filter if you want expression. Cool. Now we write the bass phrase, and the big rule is gaps. Old school rolling bass is not constant. It pushes, then it leaves air. Those gaps are where the stabs, the drums, and the whole groove get to breathe. Set your grid to 16th notes. Choose a key. F minor and G minor are classic for a reason. Now write an 8-bar bass line, but think in short phrases, like one or two beats at a time. Here's a simple starting concept for one bar. It on the downbeat, then a syncopated hit slightly later, then something that leads into beat 3, and then leave space near the end of the bar so a stab can answer. Also, vary note lengths. This is huge. Short notes, like 30 to 80 milliseconds, sound like speech. Occasional longer notes, maybe 150 to 300 milliseconds, sound like emphasis, like you just underlined a word. Now let's talk punctuation. I want you to deliberately write question marks and full stops. A question mark is when your phrase ends on something that wants to resolve, like the fifth, the flat 7, or a quick chromatic approach note. A full stop is when you land on the root and let it hold a little longer, or hit it slightly harder in velocity. And speaking of velocity, don't treat it like humanization, treat it like conversation dynamics. On bass, keep most hits pretty even so it feels stable, but accent the first note of each minaphrase every one or two beats. That's the bass taking the lead. Now we design the stab. The stab is the reply, the attitude, the little burst of rave DNA. On the stab MIDI track, load wavy double. Start with a saw-based wavy double, at a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, not too wide, not too intense. Filter it with LP12, and set cutoff somewhere in the 1 to 3 kHz zone, adjusting by ear until it feels bright but not fizzy. For the amp envelope, make it stab like it means it. Instant attack, decay 250 to 600 ms, sustain all the way down, release 100 to 250 ms. That gives you that hit and vanish shape that sits around breaks really well. Now process it like an old school record but with modern control. Optional redux, lightly, just to rough it up. Think 10 to 12 bit feel, not total destruction. Then saturator, 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass it. Seriously, start at 200 Hz, and if the mix is still muddy, go higher. Somewhere between 150 and 300 is the normal range, but don't be scared of 300 if the stab is thick. The bass needs authority. Then add a gentle presence boost around 2 to 5kHz for bite. Reverb. Keep it classic but disciplined. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 ms. Low cut 300 to 600. High cut 6 to 10k. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Or use a return so you can automate throws later. Then utility. Widen the stab. 120 to 160% can be great. The stab can be wide. The sub cannot. Now we program the conversation. This is the heart of the lesson. Rule number 1. Don't let bass and stabs talk at the same time unless you mean it. If the bass is doing a busy phrase, the stabs do short answers. If the bass rests, the stabs can ring longer. And stabs often land on offbeats, the end of the beat, because that's where the rave lift comes from. Here's a practical way to structure an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 and 2. Bass establishes the groove. Stabs are sparse, like 1 or 2 hits total. Bars 3 and 4. Add extra stab answers, but keep the bass the same. That way the listener learns the bass, and the stabs start to speak more. Bars 5 and 6. Add a bass variation, like a little fill or rhythmic twist, and back the stabs off so you can actually hear that the bass did something. Bars 7 and 8. Increase energy slightly in both, then make a clear turnaround into bar 1. A nice Ableton workflow here. Keep bass and stabs in separate MIDI clips, and audition different loop lengths. 1 bar, 2 bars, 4 bars, 8 bars. Once it feels right, consolidate the final 8-bar phrase so it's one clear statement. Now groove. Old school swing is micro-timing, but controlled micro-timing. Kick and snare should be locked, that's the spine. Bass should be mostly locked too, but you can nudge certain pickup notes lightly late, like 0 to 8 milliseconds, especially into a new bar. Stabs can sit later than the drums. Try nudging the stab notes 5 to 15 milliseconds late. It instantly feels more like a human on keys, leaning behind the beat. If you want extra bounce, use the groove pool, apply it subtly, and apply it more to stabs than bass. Bass drives, stabs dance. Now we clean the mix with two simple ideas, frequency slotting and sidechain. First, frequency. Your stabs are high-passed, your sub is low and mono, your mid-bass lives above the sub. That alone prevents a lot of mud. Now sidechain the stabs so they politely bow when the bass speaks. Put a compressor on the stab track, sidechain input from the bass. Ratio around 3 to 1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 ms. Release 80 to 160 ms. Set threshold so you get maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the bass hits, you want movement, not a giant pump. Then sidechain bass to the kick if needed. Put a compressor on your bass bus, sidechain from kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for 1 to 4 dB of reduction. Just enough for the kick to have a pocket. Here's a quick teacher check. Do the mask test. Mute the drums for 10 seconds. Can you still feel the groove from the bass alone? Good. Now mute the bass and listen to the stabs alone. Can you recognize a hook or identity? Good. If either part sounds so complete that it leaves no space for anything else, you're overcrowding. Pull it back. Now let's take the loop and arrange it like a record, not like a loop that got copy-pasted for 3 minutes. Take your 8-bar conversation and build a 32-bar drop. Bars 1 to 8. Main bass phrase, light stabs. Bars 9 to 16. Add extra stab answers and do a tiny bass variation at bar 16, like a fill or pickup. Bars 17 to 24. Switch the stab rhythm. Same chord, different rhythm. Or even cycle inversions every 2 bars so the top note moves, while the harmony stays simple. Bars 25 to 32. Hype section, more frequent stabs, then a clear stop or drop out at bar 32. Classic move, at the end of bar 32, do a half bar drum drop or mute the bass for a moment. negative space hits harder than more notes. That tiny dropout is late 90s language. Now a few extra power moves if you want to push it darker without losing the old school vibe. Try minor second tension in the stabs, a super brief note of semitone above the root, like a little sting. Don't make it a new chord progression. Make it a moment. On the MID bass, you can add auto filter and do subtle vowel-like movement. Band pass or morph modes work well. Automate two or three filter positions per bar like O, A, Ah. Keep it subtle so it reads as expression, not wobble. If your stabs need more rave edge, do a Hoover-like layer. Add an extra instrument like analog with two saws, slight detune, short decay, no sustain, then high pass it high, like 300 to 600 HE. Blend it quietly under the main stab. You'll feel it more than you hear it. And for that ghostly smear at the end of a phrase, make a return track with a long reverb, heavy compression, and a band pass EQ. Send stabs into it only on the last hit of a phrase, so when the bass stops, you get a trailing shadow in the background. Before we wrap, here's a tight practice exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Make a two-bar drum loop at 170. Write a two-bar bass phrase with at least three rests. Create one stab chord, a minor or a sus works great. Program stabs so they hit once in bar 1 as an answer, and twice in bar 2 as an escalation. High pass stabs around 200 HZ. Sidechain stabs from bass for around 3 dB of ducking. Then duplicate to 8 bars and change only the last half bar with either a bass fill or a stab fill. That's it. Minimal change. Maximum impact. Final recap so you remember the whole point. You're creating role clarity. Bass leads, stabs respond. Or, if you want to get advanced, swap leadership every 8 bars so the track evolves without new sounds. You're using gaps as a compositional tool. You're using timing and velocity like dialogue, not like random humanization. And you're keeping the mix clean with high-pass filtering, mono sub, and sidechain that creates space. Once you've got something rolling, try one more challenge. In bars 9 to 16, flip the script. Let the stab lead the hook with a rhythmic motif, and simplify the bass into longer holds. That one switch is how you turn a good loop into something that feels arranged. When you're ready, bounce a 48-bar version and export the bass and stab MIDI. This audio version is shortened for playback.